Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Coming up this morning, my conversation with Pat Beard, General Manager of the Pendleton Convention Center. He also oversees the Vert Auditorium. Lots going on with both of those facilities, and we will talk about that as the conversation begins right after these words. So stay with us.
Attention Pendleton residents. The city of Pendleton has begun gravel pickup. City crews will be setting out yellow signs with red lettering in areas they'll be working on and will provide additional public notices as they move from one area of the town to the next. To help the city pick up as much gravel as possible, please pay attention and park your cars off the street when in designated areas. The city of Pendleton appreciates your patience and assistance during this time.
Let's get back to the area's only live and local morning show, the KUMA Coffee Hour, on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us on this Friday. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour. Dan Tespin, your host. And joining me in the studio this morning is Pat Beard, General Manager of the Pendleton Convention Center. He also oversees the Vert Auditorium. And Pat, thanks for joining us.
Dan, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Well, you have already been up and at it this morning giving a State of the City report on the Pendleton Convention Center and the Vert to the city just before coming on this program. So what did you present in the State of the City regarding the two facilities, starting with the Pendleton Convention Center?
It's every department of the city at some point a chance to tell the rest of the employees of the city council and anybody else that wants to sit in on the Zoom meeting about what's actually going on in your department, and in my case the convention center and the Vert, and the ups, the downs, the really where we're at in this moment in time. So it's a chance for us to talk about the growing number of events that we have here, and I really feel that's due in large part to our staff. I work with some of the most incredible people in Pendleton, and they are all very committed to customer service. And I think that's really what we hang our hat on at the convention center in the Vert, is customer service. When people show up with an event, they want to know somebody really cares about their event and wants to help allay their fears and take care of any problems that they may have and just have a great event. And that's what we're committed to. And so to Sherry, Aaron, Shaw, Don, Scott, Wayne, Kirk, thanks very much. Oh, Kelly Brady. Can't forget Kelly Brady. Thank you guys, because you do such a great job. And our catering partner, Pendleton Catering Company, has really been a world changer for us. Since Pendleton Catering, Missy Fairbanks, has been at the convention center, we have tripled receipts. Gross receipts for catering, and that's been amazing. And we bring her events, she brings us events. Great partnership. And probably one of the things I'm proudest of is word of mouth promotion by our customers that are there, that tell other people you need to go there because they'll take care of you. And that's what I really appreciate. The building, the convention center, was built in 1956 as an armory, as everyone knows. Anybody that grew up here refers to it as the armory. And the city bought it in 1991, opened it as a convention center in 92. And so with a building that was built in 1956, there's a lot of upkeep, a lot of maintenance. So those are the things we are always constantly working on. And the building was painted. When I got there, we painted the outside of the building, changed the color inside of the building. And then there's, a constant drumbeat of things you have to do. Last year, we sealed the parking lot, thanks to the Public Works Department, and just refinished our main hall floor. So it is beautiful. You can see yourself in it and laid down a new logo on the main hall floor. Just painted the interior of the building, touch ups and patches and things like that. the things that we're looking at that are going to be challenges are, you know, we need new HVAC systems in the Happy Canyon rooms. Our bathrooms need an upgrade. More than anything, we need a reader board. And I hear about this from the community all the time. A new reader board is going to cost roughly $160,000. The city doesn't have money that they can just pull out, you know, or go run to the bank and borrow things. We've got to produce what we live on, or at least that's the way we do it at the convention center. So we had an opportunity to buy the board, and fire department needed a new fire truck. And so when you weigh the realities and the priorities, it's much more important to have a new fire truck. So the money that we had set aside for our reader board went to help Chief Critchley buy a new fire truck, which is really how we work, you know, have each other's back and make sure that the community is the most important thing. Now we got to put back the piece, you know, how do we get the reader board? And because it's important to anybody that's driving by there, they want to know what's going on. It's also important in terms of times of emergencies like floods and things like that. We're able to dispense information to the community.
And then talk also about bookings. That was part of your report today. Where do things stand? How are things measuring up with the bookings?
Oh, it's good. You know, it's good. It seems like our dates on the calendar, we're running out of dates on the calendar is our biggest challenge. And again, our highest priority are those multi-day out-of-town conferences and events that fill motels, restaurants, and shopping, because that's our job. Our job isn't to book rooms. Our job is to fill Pendleton, and that's really what we're after. So those bookings are up. We really have no weekends, you know, that you can book something on. So that's the challenge. We're 400 events this year, the Vert allows us a safety valve. Once we're booked in the convention center, we can move events of, you know, say 100 or less, a meeting or a wedding reception or something like that there. And a growing number of wedding receptions and things like that. In fact, I am marrying the love of my life, Stephanie Ann Hutchinson, in the Vert Club Room this summer, June 10th. So I not only rent it, I use it. And then we'll be having our reception at the convention center. So, yeah, I believe it's a wonderful place to do things like that.
Well, and speaking of the Vert, I know you went through some of the challenges that lie ahead for the Pendleton Convention Center, but what are some of the challenges for the Vert?
The Vert was built in 1936. It's the coolest story in Pendleton, I believe, that John and Jesse Vert didn't have children. They were had been very successful owners of trading posts, world travelers, and had put together this, you know, this incredible collection that's now it's Temascalate, that of Native American artifacts. But Jesse was engaged in women's events, women's organizations, music, loved them, and really there was you know, no place of note in Pendleton to do those things. And I think, and this is not history, this is my conjecture, she looked at John Vert and said, John Vert, you've done very well. We have no children. You're going to build a place in Pendleton that where women can meet, where we can have music and arts. And that's, I believe, the way it went. Sadly, she passed away before that came to fruition. And so did John in the same vein that they had bequeathed a large amount of money to the city of Pendleton to do this. And it was actually done at the end of the Depression, done with CCC workforce and WPA. So it's got a really interesting history that way. But the city of Pendleton will never, ever have anything like this again. And so since 1936 to its finish, to fast forward now, almost 100 years old, there's a lot of challenges there. Antiquated HVAC systems is the biggest. You know, the boiler system is slowly eroding and taking the building with it. So we've got to change that. But there's a renewed interest by, music promoters. They want to find unique, cool places like the Vert. And so we just need to put it back together and start bringing more entertainment to Pendleton.
Speaking of that, one of the very first conversations I ever had with you, Pat, you had talked about, you know, how you have this beautiful facility, the Vert, And, you know, you had a dream of doing different things with the Vert, and that's actually going to happen, what, next month? Tell us about that.
April 10th, Andrew Slater. Andrew Slater is a very, very well-known comedian, has done all the big late-night shows, and he's going to be doing a show in the Little Vert Theater. It's going to be fun, very intimate experience. We're going to be, you can sit down and have a beer, a glass of wine, and enjoy the show. And he's a very, very funny man. You can go to our Facebook page or his and buy tickets there. And they're going to go fast, but come and be part of it.
Sounds like a really fun event indeed. And talk about the grant that has been applied for on behalf of the Vert.
So this is a federal grant, and it's part of many grants that the city of Pendleton is applying for. And this is specifically $1.7 million for HVAC system. And it's going to be able to start using upgraded new HVAC systems to heat and cool the building, do away with the boiler system. And then currently right now, we don't have a cooling system in the building. So the main theater is really unusable in the summertime. So we've got to keep figuring out a way to get that done. We've applied for this grant before and sadly been swung and missed twice. And this is the one where we hit it over the fence. We're going to know very soon.
All right. Well, and we'll be looking forward to an update on that. Well, thank you for that report. We're going to take a break, let Pat catch his breath here, come back, continue our conversation, so stay with us.
The Pendleton Market 76, your hometown All-American store, is proud to be part of this great community and part of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We stand up when we hear the national anthem, put our hands on our hearts when we recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and we thank God for everything He has given us. If you feel the same way, stop by and say hi to your neighbors at the Pendleton Market 76, your hometown All-American store. God bless America. God bless you. And God bless beer.
Is pain altering your life? Listen to Richard Stapleman and how the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton has helped him.
I went to the Center for Ozone Therapy for a 21-year-old injury that had hindered all of my basic abilities from exercise to work. And since the injections, I have been nothing but all smiles, new activities, exercising again.
If you suffer from chronic pain, call the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton, 541-276-1752.
Alaska Air Jet Service has arrived in Walla Walla. The jet is more efficient and quieter than the turboprop, and it flies faster. Plus, enjoy in-flight entertainment and Wi-Fi on board. Fly in comfort with daily service between Walla Walla and Seattle. The midday Walla Walla flight still has good connections at SeaTac and beyond. So purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and enjoy your flight from the Walla Walla Regional Airport. Need more incentive? Free parking. Fly Walla Walla. It works.
Every year, over one quarter of adults suffer a fall, but there are steps that can be taken to help reduce the risk. Join Mackay Creek Estates on Thursday, March 23rd at 2 p.m. for a free webinar with certified athletic trainer Adrian Cahigas. He will provide expertise on the physical factors that can lead to falls, fitness routines for older adults to build strength, and advice on fall-proofing the home. You can sign up for the free webinar at prestigecanhelp.com. Again, that's prestigecanhelp.com.
Let's get back to more live and local news from the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Thanks for joining us on this Friday, talking with Pat Beard, General Manager of the Pendleton Convention Center. He also oversees the Vert. And Pat, we know construction starts on Farm 2 with its indoor arena after this year's roundup. What kind of things does that open up for the city once it's finished?
Well, so the facility will be owned by BMCC. It's actually owned by Roundup, but used by BMCC, and also able to, the city's able to book events there. So I'm hoping that the sky's the limit. I'd love to see BMX racing in there. I'd like to see, rugby. I love watching rugby. I would love to be able to roll that arena flat and do rugby tournaments in there. And I'm sure that rugby players are not afraid of rolling around a little mud in the blood and things like that. So that'd be perfect for that. But so currently, Click It RV is doing an RV sale here, and they've already requested that once the building's up, that they get dates there. They've committed to that, that they'll be there doing RV sales and shows as soon as that is up. But, you know, it's going to be a place for Blue Mountain Community College's rodeo team, to practice and compete. But beyond that, you know, we ought to be doing, I would love to see ag shows. We are the I believe the greatest dryland wheat growing region in the world. And so it would give us an opportunity to bring, you know, equipment shows, equipment dealers in for things like that, but really take the blinders off more than just equine and equestrian events. It's also a classroom. It's classrooms for BMCC. So I'm excited to see what kind of new offerings they have there too.
And are there plans that would include lodging for livestock if they're are rodeos in the winter months?
No, not permanent. So it would be only event stalling. And so, especially during roundup, that would give them upgraded stalling and expand, you know, as the number of contestants grow. Breakaway roping was recently added, which brought, in the not so distant past, the Green Mile and barrel racing was a new addition. Now it's women's breakaway roping, and they add so much to the rodeo, but it increases the demand for parking and places to stall horses. So the new stalls that would accompany Farm 2 would really be an added feature for Roundup. But you cannot have the building without the stalls. Nobody is going to come to a multi-day event with a barrel horse that they've just paid $250,000 for and tie it to the side of their trailer. So we have to have stalls to be able to attract big events. And so that's why the stalls are going to be part of that. But no, there will not be permanent year-round stalling there for people that want to rent spaces for their horses.
And what are the potential changes Farm 2 could bring to Pendleton Cattle Barons Weekend?
Oh, it would just make the, thankfully we have a space like the pavilion, the Roundup's pavilion, but it was built in the late 50s and it's really out, you know, it's antiquated. There's no insulation of any kind. So in the wintertime, it's colder than it is outside. And in the summertime, it's hotter in there than it is outside. And it's too small, much too small. Roundup has plans for that to become their wagon storage and other things and a larger shop. Roundup continues to grow. And the convention center is, we are partners and neighbors to the Roundup in Happy Canyon. So it's important to us to support them in any way we can and grow that campus area. So I like to see it as the event district. So I'm excited to see what's coming for the Roundup, for Happy Canyon and for the city through that.
All right. Talking this morning with Pat Beard, General Manager, Pendleton Convention Center and the Vert. We're going to take another break. We'll be back with more after this.
Check out our archives, podcasts of past KUMA coffee hours online at mycolumbiabasin.com.
Students, do you need a safe and convenient ride to and from Pendleton High School or BMCC campus? The City of Pendleton Letter Bus is free. Stops at the high school and BMCC throughout the day, including after school for rides home after sport practices. Find out how this free bus service could help your transportation needs by visiting the City of Pendleton's website at pendleton.or.us/transportation and download their handy mobile app that lets you track your bus in real time. Letter Bus.
Get your tickets now for Wild Horse Resort and Casino's $40,000 Anniversary Bingo Special, March 25th and 26th. Grab your bingo buddies for 2 days of bingo fun with 20 games per day and $1,000 awarded per game. Buy-in is $200 for both Saturday and Sunday. Secure your seats now at wildhorseresort.com or in person at the Wild Horse Gift Shop. Buy-in at the door only if seats are available. It's the $40,000 Anniversary Bingo Special, March 25th and 26th at Wild Horse Resort and Casino, Pendleton.
No hot water? Head to Zimmerman & Company True Value for help. Here's Jeff to tell you more. When you find your electric water heater is no longer heating your water, you can replace the electrodes with a wide variety of electrodes that we carry here in stock.
What about if you do need to replace your water heater?
We do carry water heaters, generally 40 and 50 gallon type, and we usually have them in stock.
Open 7 days a week, Zimmerman and Company True Value, a mainstay on Main Street for over 80 years in downtown Pendleton. Looking for something for all ages? Heritage Station Museum is now open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. With our two indoor galleries, including Umatilla Gold, History of Wheat in Umatilla County, and our large grounds filled with outdoor exhibits, your family can learn all about the history of our county. Step inside the one-room cabin or the Union Pacific caboose, and don't forget to shop the Heritage Station Museum gift shop. Heritage Station Museum, 108 Southwest Fraser, Pendleton.
Local news, local issues, from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Pat Beard, General Manager, Pendleton Convention Center and the BERT. And Pat, we always talk about the big events at the Convention Center, but you also welcome smaller events as well. Give us some examples of what you can do for meetings or parties for local people.
So the convention center is home to Rotary, and every Monday they are there for meeting and lunch, and those are the important things to us, that we support local events like Altrusa. Altrusa is an incredible group of women in Pendleton that do so many good things, and so we always make room for that. Red Cross does blood drives there. We do all kinds of, there's several political groups, local political groups that meet on a regular basis there in the evenings. And yeah, we can accommodate, we are not just open 8 to 5, but if there's a local organization that does meetings, I believe that there's not a more reasonably priced meeting space in the Northwest than the Convention Center, and comes with great support and customer service. And so, yeah, we service any and every size event.
Anything new to report on a hotel at the Convention Center?
Other than we're still moving forward on it. Our partners, Happy Canyon, we've got a lot of communication going on with them, making sure that we are taking care of their concerns about that the hotel wouldn't impede or hurt the show during roundup in any way, and parking is always an issue. And so, we've got to figure all those things out. But what it would mean to the community and what it would mean to the convention center is amazing. It would allow us to bring many, many more events that we currently can't bid for that require attached lodging, and putting it in the parking lot would allow that. And I'm going to say that those high value multi-day overnight conferences would increase by 30%. I lost two events in the last month that we could not even bid on, or that we had bid on, and then when they gave us the reason that we didn't get it was because we didn't have attached lodging. And so, yeah, we've got to change that. And from 2A to the 2A tournament to the roundup, that would become the host hotel, and we need that.
Well, you've mentioned several things already that have happened this year at both the Pendleton Convention Center and the BERT. Any other special events planned for this summer or the summer at either one of the facilities?
I'll tell you where you can find out those things. You can go to meetinpendleton.com, which is the Convention Center's website, and look at our calendar, because we update the calendar on a regular basis. And the BERT now has its own website and new logo. So I would encourage everybody to go to BERT Theater and look at the new website and the new logo. And if there's anybody out there that has got a great idea for events, wants to talk about concerns or things you'd like to see at either one of them, please give us a call, 541-276-6569.
All right. And take a minute, as I mentioned earlier, one of the first conversations you and I ever had was, you had this vision and dream of things you wanted to bring to Pendleton, and we're starting to see that. But what else might be out there that you would like to see that hasn't been done yet? I mean, the sky is the limit, but at the same time, within reason, I guess.
Yeah. So, you know, for me, I think three high value events that I'd like to see at the Vert would be, first and foremost, a film festival. It lends itself to that. It's the perfect space for that. Then I'd love to see a bluegrass festival and a blues festival at the convention center, at the Vert. Those things that we desperately, you know, I hear those things from people, but I love it. You know, I love to see those things. This is crazy. I want to have the Oregon State Cornhole Championship at the convention center. I'm not quitting until we get it. And so if anybody's got the ability to reach the people we need to know, please call me. And I want to continue to do fun events like the Andrew Slater Show. Don't forget to buy your tickets. Go find him on Facebook. And love to see you there doing those things.
And remind us again, that's April 10th?
April 10th in the Vert Little Theater. Or Elgin Opera House is got a production coming up. And so look for them on the Vert Theater or the Convention Center's website, or go to Elgin Opera House.
I think what I'm hearing Pat say before we wrap things up is no event is too large or too small to be introduced or discussed with Pat and his staff at either the Convention Center or the Vert. Is that what I'm hearing?
So the Vert and the Convention Center, in addition to supporting the economy of Pendleton, is to enrich our lives. That's really what it's all about. So if there's an event that we can bring, I want to do it.
And again, if anybody wants to talk to you, Pat, or find out more information about events coming up, where do they go or who do they contact?
Pendleton Convention Center. We're at 1601 Westgate. You can find our email at meetinpendleton.com. Swing by and I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
All right. Sounds good. And again, Pat Beard, General Manager, Pendleton Convention Center and the Vert, two fine facilities in the Roundup City. And again, contact Pat or check out those websites for all that you need to know about those facilities, what's coming up. And dates go by, fill up quickly. And if you need an event or a convention space, those two facilities are available, but check out Pat and his staff and get those dates and locked in so that you can have an event. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. I hope you guys all have a wonderful Friday and a wonderful weekend. We'll be back again on Monday.
For local news, sports, and weather. News Radio, FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.